Hey, Deep Geek here from the Talk Geek to Me podcast, www.talkgeektome.us. So I recall on a quick rant to Hacker Public Radio, basically because all my in real life friends won't understand this. A few years ago, I bought a beautiful single core processor computer. You know, I knew that a guy in my age group would be nostalgic for the days of one core, and I bought a really nice top of the line. I bought a Tyan motherboard, T-Y-A-N motherboard, which is a high-end motherboard with a Opteron, AMD Opteron processor, single core, and buying, you know, what's called workstation grade hardware, solid as a rock, really loved it, but that was years ago. Now, it has USB 1, USB, the USB snares up to USB 3, so I'm getting the itch to buy a new computer. So just out of curiosity, I said, well, what would it take to keep the Opteron brand, the Opteron processor, and, you know, the Tyan motherboard in modern architecture, you know, so I could get the faster backplane speed, the new memory standards, you know, all that good stuff for the motherboard. So I go into Newegg, and I ask Newegg, you know, what's the current Tyan motherboard and Opteron processor? Now, get this. The minimum new one they sell has two CPU slots, and the latest Opteron has a minimum of 8 cores, which means you'd have to buy a 16-core motherboard. I don't understand. I want someone to explain to me what a single person would do with 16 cores. I mean, I just don't get it. I must be getting old or something. What's going on? 16 cores? I mean, my Opteron's got to be bored out of its mind half the time. I'm just reading web pages. I don't get it. So leave me a comment. You know, most of you know my email address, dg@deepgeek.us. Send me an email if you have a similar feeling or similar experience. I'd love to hear from anyone who wants to, you know, talk to me about this crap. So that's my rant called, what do you do with it? What would an individual do with this? Tell me, please. I mean, what is there some kind of game that needs 16 cores? What do you do? Do you design nuclear bomb? What physics experiment could you possibly do? Well, I can't imagine 16 cores for one person. What do you do with it for a workstation? That's my rant. So I hope this makes an acceptable HPR episode. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.